Well, we're in the last half hour of our show. Two very important people in our show just got married to each other. Our sound effects man, Scott Hansen, and our esteemed stage director, Shelley, used to be Nowak, now she's Hansen too. And you guys, you've had some experience now with getting a wedding ready and...
We had a wedding in May, and I wanted to be just laid back and easygoing and non-high maintenance, and I found that no matter how easygoing you are, there's still some things that just get to you. And so this is my mantra on keeping my composure throughout the wedding planning days. I promise not to sigh, roll my eyes, or get exasperated when I ask my future husband his opinion, desire, or choice in matters that deal with the wedding planning, when his every reply will be,
"Whatever makes you happy, my dear."
I vow to not debate with the person who makes me attach a name to the shade of green I would like for a bridesmaid dress when I say light green and they're snarky and ask, "Is that light spring green, forest green, spring green, lime green, neon green, Kelly green, or seafoam?" Since when is seafoam a green color or any shade of a color besides a bloated dead sea creature floating in the water? And who is Kelly and why is she green? I promise to not have a hairy cow conniption when the caterer turns to my future husband and asks him what kind of cake he would like. Of all the things to give him a choice, it's the cake? I'll hold my breath for his answer, and I will send him a mental telepathy message thingy look to his brain so that he knows that it needs to be,
"I'd like lemon."
I do not have to add a part to this mantra pledge of composure because I am too confused as to how he came up with lemon. How did he not figure out from the look that I gave him that the only true and correct answer for my wedding was chocolate? I promise to be composed and ladylike when the bridal attendant tells me that there's not enough time to get a dress in your size. I will not point out that only a child of 8 can fit into a size 0, and that this is America where there's laws against marriage of minors. I promise not to start a protest outside said shop for cruelty and inhumane treatment to brides that are of mature age, of normal weight and size. I swear, vow, promise, and cross my fingers that I will hug each and every stranger that approaches me on my wedding day, regardless of how they smell or how drunk they may be.
"He bought me a drink."
I will promise and say, "How very nice to meet you." I will dance with the boss who has had too many, with the one who will dance only in a circle, and the one that sweats and the one whose feet are rooted in the same spot on the floor the whole song. I will be gracious for the 100th time to the person who weeps and tells me how very, very, very lucky I am.
"You are lucky."
"Yes, dear." "I know." I will not yell, stomp my feet, or throw a tantrum when my new husband and I open our wedding gifts to find an L&M Fleet Supply gift card.
"That should be mine. It should have been mine."
I know that he feels entitled to the man's store gift card, but ladies, they sell shoes there too. I believe we'll find a compromise, right, dear?
I think so.
Give me the strength to not start a scene in the bridal shop, at the caterers, with the photographer, with family and friends, or on my wedding day, no matter how wrong I know that they are. Please remind me that,
"Whatever makes you happy, dear."
With this, I do fulfill my wedding evening of self-composure of a bride's mantra with a piece of death by chocolate cake and a glass of wine. I toast our day, my dear husband, who is suddenly fond of lemon cake, and marvel at my ability to have made it through the days of wedding planning without having lost my composure. But as I eat this last bit, remember,
"Whatever makes you happy, my dear."
Thank you.
Scott and Shelley Hansen.